And it's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz is in his usual spot, I presume. Good morning.
I am.
All right.
Hi. Yeah, I'm in my regular spot.
You know, more and more, those occasional...
Slept in a little bit today, but...
Those occasional times we have our Saturday breakfast, which we did, I get to Monday and I go, wow, that feels like it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was good to have breakfast on Saturday and have our friend Brian join us. It was really good to sit down, and it had felt like a long time since we had done that. So
I know.
I was grateful for the chance.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, for the... Stuart Briscoe used to call it the hurly-burly of the instantaneous, but, you know, and Dallas Willard's advice about his one tip to John Ortberg was, what was it again?
Ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life.
Yeah, and I think just...
Hurry is there.
Yeah, to get with friends and talk and go deeper is huge, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, he, you know, he added that on the tail end of that, that hurry is the great enemy of spiritual formation in our day.
Mm. Yeah, and I can remember going back in the days James Dobson did Focus on the Family. I mean, David Elkind, I think, in the 70s wrote The Hurried Child. And so that's been something we've been dealing with for a while, you know?
Yeah. There was a book by, I think, is it John Mark Comer that's about that idea from Willard. And I picked it up and haven't had the patience to sit down and read it yet. So
I listened to the audiobook.
Kind of
I listened to the audiobook.
Okay, was it good?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, he'll take you to Sabbath and he'll kind of school you in the same way that who's the pastor from New York that did Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, right? I mean, he also...
Yeah, Pete Scazzaro.
He talks a lot about Sabbath. Well, our question of the morning on a Make Us Laugh Monday is, it's also Eat Brussels Sprouts Day. And some dark memories from my childhood regarding the those three Brussels sprouts on the plate that I needed to eat or I would forever be stuck to my chair. And my sister, we should get my sister Jenny on the line. I must try to do that today. She's the hairstylist, because I think she would hide them on the table or whatever. But and my daughter Grace has taken it as a challenge to sometimes serve them. But our question in the morning with that is there a food you hated to eat as a child or that your kids dislike?
Yeah, you know, I think that Brussels sprouts, for me, I hated them as a kid, and I would happily eat a whole plate of sautéed Brussels sprouts now. There's a very interesting story about how they've selectively bred them to get rid of some of the bitterness in them that was around when we were younger.
Okay,
so
interesting.
So my kids have thrown up on the table when it comes to food like broccoli and squash, though.
Wow, that's sad. They can, you know, kids could, in our generation, they could cite George Herbert Walker Bush and say, I mean, the president doesn't like broccoli, so.
Right, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Did VeggieTales help in that regard? I mean, it's like, hey, these are talking vegetables.
Well, it's the question of whether it helps or harms, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to eat something that has a face. So especially a cartoon face.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it did or not.
We're doing a sermon series at church on The Chosen. And again, I know you've loved it. It's completed through two seasons. Dallas Jenkins, star as Shining Brother with us. I'm really loving it on the big screen at MyCon in Chippewa, Sunday nights at 6. People are invited. We just had episode 5 last night. So it's basically, we'll show the episode Sunday nights at 6 and then the following Sunday. And so our pastor, Perry Polnasek's away. So I was speaking yesterday. I called the message Whosoever. It was about episode 4 from the first season, Jesus calling Peter. But actually, at one point in the message, I referenced 1 John 4:17-18, the lead into the one I cite every day about 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. But not only did I read it out of the New Living, then I, in the message, cited Letters to the Beloved, and I loved your treatment of that. It was really good. So that's what I wanted to share with the listeners here this morning. So,
sure. Yeah. Yeah. So 17 and 18 first. Go ahead.
Yeah. So just real quickly, in the New Living, it says, and as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. We can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. And I could just leave it there. So how did you take that?
Yeah. I said, as you trust in my love more and more, you will fear judgment day less and less. My son's confidence becomes your confidence. Perfect love and fear do not intermingle. When you reach the place of complete love and other-centeredness, you cast fear aside. Fear, not love, leads you when others' judgments or my wrath overwhelms you. In fear, you forget that you are loved.
Hmm. Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think it's that whole section, that whole First John book is just so awesome.
Yeah.
I love the whole thing, you know, in whatever translation. And it was a joy to do that in Letters to the Beloved as well.
Well, we'll get back to Colossians tomorrow, but I wanted to take that brief aside today.
Perfect.
And so enjoy your Brussels sprouts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There we go. We're asking you on this Eat Brussels Sprouts Day, which we'll talk about the other special events after the weather. But asking you, what is a food you hated to eat as a child or that your kids dislike? And Mike in La Crosse says in the listener line at 715-396-1670, he says, a food I hated as a kid and still hate is green beans. All right. Well, what about a green bean hot dish, Mike? I mean, can I get a little cream of mushroom soup and the French onion and work that up for you this morning? All right. Also on the listener line at 715-396-1670, hearing from our friend PCD John in Ladysmith, and it's one of those rare occasions where he is not requesting a Phillips, Craig, and Dean song.
Mark, it's been a year since Steve Snyder went to be with Jesus. In memory of him, could you play his song, Over the Mountain?
I sure can, John. Here it is.
Over valleys, seas, and time, there's a settling of my spirit, an eternal peace of mind. There's a love that lives undying, and a joy that knows no bound, because Jesus did it God.
Over valleys, seas, and time, there's a
Thank you, John Fields, for requesting that. Boy, it's been a year since Steve left us. And you know, I remember his memorial service at Northern Lakes Community in Cumberland, had a chance to share, and I love it at celebrations of life or funerals or memorial services when they have the open mic. And I don't know, something I wrote even at the event was, I love Steve A to Z. Steve was ads by air, boundary waters in broadcasting, coffee, cookies, canoeing in Christ, dynamic and delightful, encourager, fun, forester, faithful, gregarious and graceful, humorous, Indiana and instrumentals, Jesus and jokes, kindness, keyboards and kinship, love and laughter, music and ministry, never said no, outstanding and outdoors, puns and piano, quick-witted, Rich Mullins, racquetball and requests on the radio, Saturdays and singing, tennis and twofers, understanding, victorious, whib and worship, extraordinary and zany. I will deeply miss and always remember my brother in Christ, Steve Snyder. His puns, his fun. I'm so glad that many Saturdays that I needed to come in because it meant visits with Steve, and he was the best, and he is continuing to be dearly and deeply missed. All right, we got our buddy Drew Fralick on the line, wears so many hats. I mean, he runs half marathons in a suit. He is an interim pastor, an outgoing counselor, and a stand-up comic. And I guess looking for a job, and he'd like your input on what he should do next. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey, I want to start
looking
with football.
For a job in Chippewa Falls. Yeah,
that would be great. Come to Chippewa. So the Lions' former quarterback, Matthew Stafford, makes the Super Bowl. It seems like the occasional Lion fan I run into in Wisconsin, they're really hyped up about that.
Oh, they're excited for him? Well, the vibe around Detroit is we're not happy for him. Once you leave, you're out of the family. You know, there's no well wishes.
Come on. That's not true.
No, we're haters. We're haters.
I'll tell you what. There's a Lion fan I see at occasional on Monday evenings, and he's got his Lions gear on, and he said he's been watching more Rams games than Lions games this year.
Brutal. Yeah.
Rooting Stafford on. All right. Well,
oh boy.
In the meantime, having said that, I don't know how you can't root for the Bengals. I mean, you got a second year quarterback, and it's a good story there. So, anyhow.
What fun. It's like rooting for the Lions, but
yeah.
Better.
Yeah. Hey, today is, I mean, if the Bengals can get there, it's been since 89. Someday, the Lions, someday, how about this Super Bowl? The Lions and the Browns. Now, there would be a game. Two teams that have never been there.
That would be great. And they could, the first Super Bowl ever held in Flint, that could be the host for that game.
Hey, it's Eat Brussels Sprouts Day, so our question of the morning is there a food you hated to eat as a child or that your kids don't like to eat?
Yeah, so my food is, there was, when I was a kid, my mom made me a bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
And she put it in the microwave.
Okay.
And it melted with that nasty Velveeta cheese and the white bread, and it all melted into this, like, pellet. So I've always hated bologna. I don't know. What is bologna?
What is bologna?
Does it come from a pig?
I think it's made of the same thing that hot dogs are, probably. So it's...
Is it like funnel cake? Is it the same thing?
Now, see, what you described there, I mean, a bologna sandwich with cheese melt. I mean, that sounds like tender, loving care went into that.
It sounds like a Hot Pocket gone off the rails to me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've never liked bologna, and I've had a deathly peanut allergy since I was a little kid.
Huh.
Peanuts are my kryptonite. They send me back to, they're dangerous, dangerous.
What's the worst scare you've had with peanuts?
I had to go on Halloween. I almost died from peanuts. In a haunted corn maze in Arkansas.
How old
were
you?
So that would have been quite a way to go.
How old were
you? I was 19.
Okay.
19, right.
So there were peanuts there in the corn maze?
I accidentally ate a cookie that had some nuts in it before I went into the corn maze, and people were jumping out and scaring me, and I was already pretty frightened and swelling. They thought I had like a Frankenstein mask on or something.
Wow.
My face was so swollen. Yeah, wild, huh?
What kind of help did you...
We got to watch out for that one.
What kind of help? What's the antidote?
Go to the ER. Epinephrine.
Wow.
Beautiful drug. Yeah.
Huh.
Saved my life.
Yeah, that would steer clear of the peanuts for sure. All right, well.
Got to be aware.
No peanut M&Ms for you. All right, so how about your son? What food does he not, or does he turn his thumbs down on, his nose down?
He eats everything. He's like a trash can. You know, I can't keep him full. I don't know how your kids were, but it's just like a bottomless pit of popcorn and snacks and stuff like that.
Well, that's
crumbs
good.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, no. I think to this day, if you show me lima beans, I'm going to start running. So, anyhow.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those too.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, there was one other thing regarding China you wanted to mention today.
Yeah, today's Chinese New Year, so if you have any Chinese friends, be sure to wish them Xi Nian Hao.
Okay.
And we're going to have a big party on Friday, so it should be fun. Biggest holiday on Earth.
And so you talk about like Chinese, I mean, every year there's a different, is it the year of the dragon or what is it this year?
It's the year of the tiger, Mark.
Okay.
The year of the tiger. So maybe the Bengals will win it all, right?
Oh,
it's
I think
their
they probably,
year.
They probably will. Hey, and the Winter Olympics in China starting this week too, right?
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully. I mean, yeah, it's going to happen, right? COVID won't cancel it, surely. Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's their year, the year of the tiger.
And we'll wrap it up. How many years did you spend in China, Drew?
11 years, almost a full zodiac cycle.
Wow.
Almost the full mat at the Chinese restaurant. So
it's your home away from home.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Drew Fralick this morning, WWIB. Always good to talk to him on a Monday. Our weekend recap. And I got to say, my weekend was busier than I would have cared for it to be. But, you know, you plan your way, the Lord directs your steps. So high school basketball Saturday night, a thrilling overtime game. Won by the hometown Rice Lake Warriors, just barely 67-66. They eke it out over Chi High. And the busyness continuing on Sunday, preaching at church, filling the pulpit, volunteering at the community table. No, Caleb, we've lived in the north side of Eau Claire, this new place, since we moved back from Liberia for 3.5 years. We've said, hey, it's close to the community table. It'd be good to volunteer there sometime. It only took us 3.5 years to pull it off.
But you got there.
Yes.
You got there.
And thanks to my wife. I'm a talker. She's a doer. She made it happen. So it was good to do that. And once you do it, you're like, this is cool. This is great.
Yeah.
And a lot of our kids helped out, even a couple of their friends, too. So preparing the meal, which is still kind of a pick it up and go here during COVID at the community table. Hats off to them for the incredible work. Sheila and her team, fantastic. The Chippewa Valley this week's a little bit more common on Wib and Wogo in the 5 o'clock hour on Sundays. Got that finished. A lot going on in this political year. And hosted some folks again. Mike on Cinema, 6 o'clock on Sunday night. We showed episode 5 of The Chosen, season 1 last night. Again, very good.
Well, my weekend started off with a fantastic crowd on hand for 2 state-ranked girls basketball teams as McDonald Central, the Lady Macs. They were ranked 3rd in the state in Division 5, and the number 5 team in the state in Division 4, Osseo Fairchild, the Thunder, came in. Thunder got the better of McDonald, pulled away a little bit late with free throws, but it was a fantastic atmosphere. And I just have to say, with all the restrictions and things with COVID, I have not been able to call a game with a gym that full for a long time. I mean, it felt like not even a regional final, maybe a sectional semifinal type of crowd. I mean, almost standing room only. So it was just so good to see. Nice. And again, we broadcast from the Chippewa perspective, so it was disappointing to see the McDonald girls not get it done. But I have to tip my cap to the Osseo Fairchild fans. They came out in force, and they were polite, which you don't always see. Uh-huh. And so anyway, tip of the cap to them. Phenomenal team. And
great experience for the Macs to go against a bigger school, right?
Yeah, and I do think we're going to be hearing from the Thunder come state time.
All right.
And hopefully from McDonald as well. But yeah, so moving on to Saturday. Saturday, it was tax day for me. It was get the taxes done. I had put it off and decided I'm just going to take care of this today. So I got all those done, filed, and accepted. Thank the Lord for that. And
put it off, dude. It was January 30th. What do you mean put it off?
I just like to get it done. I just like to get it over with. And see how much money they're taking from me this year. And then finally on Sunday, time with family, time with church, we had a potluck. My brother Josh was down from St. Cloud, spent some time with him, and watched 2 phenomenal football games. So good weekend. Uh-huh. Good weekend.
The Bengals and the Rams.
There we go.
All right, so WIB Wake Up Show here for a Monday, and we'll start things off. Caleb, you said earlier that you'd done your taxes over the weekend. I tell you what, I'm so glad that I learned about parallelograms back in school instead of how to do my taxes. It's really going to come in handy this parallelogram season.
Right. Well, the only thing I have planned for today, kind of a lazy Monday, the only thing I have planned for today is to get my new glasses. Then I'll see what happens.
Finally, right? Yeah. Hey, one guy wrote on his Facebook status, last night, even after having 5 drinks, I felt confident to drive, but I acted responsibly and took an Uber. He got 400 likes, 40 comments, but the best comment from his best friend, "Where did you go in Uber, bro? Party was in your house." So, there you go.
Well, what do you call it when someone under the age of 18 has a problem?
What?
A minor inconvenience.
Yes.
Make us laugh Monday. We're doing what we can here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
And finally this morning, maybe people can relate to this. Your call is very important to us. Now, please enjoy this 40-minute flute solo.
And finally here for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday, why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
Why?
He didn't have enough guts.
Lacking.
All right. And finally, as promised, this is something that right after the passing of Steve Snyder 1 year ago today, that was on a Sunday, and I think we kind of debated a little bit, should we do Make Us Laugh Monday after such a hard day? And what we came to realize was, well, absolutely, as we're trying to honor our dear friend Steve, that'd be exactly what he wanted. Such a ready laugh.
He was so funny.
And so I remember we actually had this saved in the archives of the WIB listener line. One time Steve called in on, must have been a Make Us Laugh Monday. Yeah. This was early November of 2020. And he called in with what he described as a dumb, made-up, homemade joke. But take a listen and enjoy it along with us.
Okay, gang, enjoying listening to you here this morning. This is a dumb, made-up, homemade joke. There was an elephant friend of mine who enjoyed traveling, but he was challenged when it came to organizational skills. So he dreaded coming home every time because he could never unpack his trunk until he got everything snorted out. All right, there you go. Sorry. Have a great day.
I love hearing Steve's laugh again.
That's great.
And so again, as we remember him today, our dear friend, it's not just a much better place. It's a place where there are no tears, no sickness, no pain. He's in the best place possible. And even as we continue to hurt missing our friend here, we rejoice in the hope that we share that he's now experiencing the life that is truly life after he lived his so well here this side of heaven. So we remember our friend Steve today as we listen to Mac Powell, River of Life. So the brilliant archivist that is our own Halvo, Mark Halverson, found some of the tributes that you all put together here on WWIB. Again, as we are remembering 1 year ago today that our dear friend Steve Snyder went to be with Jesus. And so Mark found some of the calls, the tributes. And so we wanted to bring a few more of those to you, starting with our friend John and Lady Smith.
I was in the hospital in Eau Claire for a period of time, recovering, and I was wondering, thinking about how did I get there? And all of a sudden, Steve walked in the room. He brightened up the room, and he talked to me. And we prayed together. He was there for about an hour or so. And I remember when he left, I thought, there is a man that the Spirit of God lives within him. You know, Steve ran the race to the very end. And now he's in heaven with Jesus.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson. I love Steve Snyder. I love his faith, and I'm sorry we lost him, but he's home to Jesus. But God loves him, and God's got a plan for all of us. Steve, we love you very much, and we give God the glory, and Steve's in heaven with Jesus, and just love WWIB, Lady Smith. I love you guys. I love Mark. I love Caleb. I love you all, and God is good, and this is Ken. Please give me a call anytime. I love you guys. God bless you.
As you guys have been sharing about Steve this morning, I saw so many memories about him because I listened to him every Saturday for so many years and would listen to him as he did Ad Fire and stuff. And I mean, and I could think of the times I called. I mean, one time I called, and I mean, he knew my name right away because we had talked different times, and he does such an old, Steve, how you doing? Da 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 da. But I mean, Steve could be so funny, but yet he could be so encouraging all the time too. And you know that when he knew there was something going on in your life, he would, you know, there was a time that I called, and I mean, he just stopped and prayed for me on the phone. I mean, he wasn't on the air, but he was doing his job and stuff. But he just stopped and prayed for me right there, and that just meant so much to me at the time that he would be willing to do that. And I don't know how it is a person can make a friend of somebody that you've never had the opportunity to meet, but I felt like Steve was my friend.
103.7 WWIB. Absolutely love that song from Laura's Story, Blessings. One of my greatest disappointments in the achings of this life reveal a greater thirst. This world can't satisfy. C.S. Lewis famously said, if I find in myself desires which nothing in this world can satisfy, the only logical explanation is that I was created for another world, a higher one, a heavenly one, the reunion of our souls with their maker. That's what we are longing for, even as we run the earth and watch the sky. We're celebrating our friend Steve today, 1 year ago, as he went to be with Jesus. Absolutely love that song from Laura's Story, Blessings. One of my greatest disappointments in the achings of this life reveal a greater thirst. This world can't satisfy. C.S. Lewis famously said, if I find in myself desires which nothing in this world can satisfy, the only logical explanation is that I was created for another world, a higher one, a heavenly one. The reunion of our souls with their maker. That's what we are longing for, even as we run the earth and watch the sky. We're celebrating our friend Steve today, 1 year ago, as he went to be with Jesus. Well, a day full of memories here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And again, Halvo had to go out to cover a news event this morning, but he's been working very hard behind the scenes to find some of this archived audio, including the last time that we spoke with our dear friend Steve here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And just listen a little bit in. Again, you can always hear Steve's humor.
Very familiar voice on the other end of the phone. He's here every Saturday, and from noon to one, he's taking the calls. Today, we're talking to him, Steve Snyder. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Ed Byer?
Please remember to repeat your phone number at least twice and no more than three items.
Yes,
listed.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, morning, gang. Thanks for throwing me on the air like this.
So we talked with Steve a while, and again, just to update the Wibb family on his condition, on what was going on in his life, and we were able to chat with him for several minutes. And then as we concluded, again, Steve is always was always the champion for song requests on Saturday mornings. Everyone from the Snyder family down there making pancakes in La Crosse with requests to our friend John and Ladysmith and folks all over were so welcomed and loved, even if they never met him in person. And so after chatting with Steve for a while, we were to ask him what he would like to hear. And again, this was our last conversation with our dear friend Steve here on WWIB's Wibb Wake Up Show.
Well, you're part of the Wibb family, and when we say we are family, we mean it with all of our listeners, and so one big happy family spiritually. So Caleb had this idea. He said, Steve takes song requests all the time, so Steve, what do you want to hear?
You know what? I'd love to hear a song by Brian Duncan called Strolling on the Water.
Very good.
Brian Duncan Strolling on the Water. That's pulling one out of the hat.
It's just a fun tune.
Fantastic.
Tell us why you want to hear that one.
I like the idea of, I think it refers to those times in the Gospels where Jesus, you know, where the disciples are out on the water and the storm comes up and Jesus, and they freak out and they're all over Jesus and he's just sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And that peace in the midst of the storm that's exemplified by that is just so... So it's just so beautiful. And during this song, as you'll hear in the lyrics, Brian Duncan takes on the character of Peter, and Jesus invites him out to walk on the water. And Brian, in the song, Brian... He just describes that, and it's just such a... carefree experience, and it just reflects how we can lean on Jesus.
Well, you've got that love relationship with the Lord, and it comes through loud and clear. Here's the tune, Steve.
Open up my eyes, I pray, Lord, for just a little glimpse of you. That's all I need, it's all I've ever needed. I see beyond myself, beyond this tiny little world. All your hands have made, with beauty and strength alone. And I can see you coming to me now. Oh, like a shimmering light.
Song here as we finish out the Wibb Wake Up Show. Great to have Brian Duncan strolling on the water. And the day today is 1 year ago today. Steve Snyder, our friend, went to be with Jesus. We miss you, Steve, but we're so glad that you are home.